Hoshana Tova Tiki Tevu, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries Program. This is Dan with our very special lady and lover of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, my dear. And yes, we love the Word of God and know the listeners do too, because without it, how could we ever truly know Him?
We couldn't.
Mm-mm. Anyway, we are continuing our study of Hebraic Roots 101, the Feast of Trumpets, and it's actually coming next Tuesday, and we'll be on the air that night.
If we're here.
Oh, that's right. So much to pray for. Oh my gosh, the fires in the west, Hurricane Ida in the south and east, those left behind in Afghanistan, more variants of COVID along with increased lawlessness. Let us ask God for His mercy.
Oh, Lord, our God, we do thank You for revealing to us Your already set appointments for mankind. You are the perfect God, full of love, wisdom, and mercy. We continue to long for a deeper presence of Your glory, and especially Your divine merciful protection, especially on all Your righteous ones during these dire times, both here and in Afghanistan. We also lift up to You these personal recent prayer requests and for our lost loved ones' salvation as we push through the darkness that surrounds us, because we know and are assured that everlasting victory lies soon ahead. And we will continue speaking the truth to the lost as we anxiously await the shout of Your last trumpet. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're officially out of Afghanistan.
Although some Americans, approximately 200, and many loyal Afghan allies could not escape, and many are Christian converts. We can all agree we wanted closure in Afghanistan, but Biden's withdrawal was an absolute humiliating disgrace. They say they still have diplomatic tools to use, except we can't control ISIS-K, who is growing pretty quickly.
And Al-Qaeda as well.
If they ever really left.
Mm-hmm.
So after 20 years, the same Taliban that we went to fight and were successful is the same Taliban to take over as we now left. This time, although, we actually gave them $80 billion worth of our stellar military equipment, which China has its eye on.
Well, the technology alone is like a gold mine to the enemy.
We will continue to pray that somehow God will make a way. And also, besides the uptick in lawlessness, COVID, with its many variants, is roaring back, and the latest is C.1.2. So, again, the crisis continues that the globalists will not let go to waste.
Many now believe they are even the authors of it.
You think? We are all quite aware for the elite and powerful to form a new world order. Population needs to decrease, and America must lose its strength in all areas.
As confirmed in Jeremiah 30, verse 11.
Mm-hmm. Honey, please remind us what Timothy said in describing the very last days in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12.
All who desire to live godly in Jesus Christ will suffer persecution, and evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Defining persecution to Americans is our loss of freedoms under these vaccine mandates, which is again ramping up. Also among all that, last week Israel's Prime Minister Bennett met with President Biden last week.
Yes, and COVID is hitting them hard again.
It is. And many amongst the already vaccinated are getting it, as we thought would happen.
But still pushing boosters.
Because the cabal runs Israel, too. Anyhow, Prime Minister Bennett had four goals in mind. First was to get along, and they talked about past experiences, which you know Biden loves to do. So that scored points.
And Bennett knew that it would.
Mm-hmm, he did. And number two was to get Biden to confirm $1 billion to replenish its missile defense system, the Iron Dome.
And that goal, too, was a goal met.
Mm-hmm. And number three, for citizens to be able to travel between their countries without needing a visa, which has been difficult to get, mostly by the U.S. lately. And that's still under consideration and will be discussed with Biden's handlers, we are told.
And number four.
And the most important, to get on the same page about Iran's nuclear capabilities. Biden assured him Iran would not succeed, but wanted to try diplomacy first.
Yeah, like he said no Americans would be left behind.
To be blunt, he's a liar.
Anyhow, Iran is not willing to talk right now.
Right, so the question remains, will Israel go it alone and hit their infrastructure a little here and a little there, as they have been doing for quite some time, actually?
My guess is yes.
But for how long?
Mm-hmm.
Israel wants to go bigger, but as we said, Biden definitely wants to negotiate first. In other words, let's give Iran billions of more of our dollars.
Yeah, keep raising the debt.
So someday China will own us.
And that is the bottom line.
And one more thing about Israel. They disagreed to give the Palestinians, Israel agreed to give the Palestinians $150 million so they would help fight Hamas. Also, the Palestinians just announced they will not discuss any peace deal unless the international countries are also involved and not just the United States.
Well, yeah, because presidents change too often.
They do here. So that's probably it. And they are insisting they want participation of the EU, Russia, UN, Jordan, Egypt, South Africa, and China. Interesting that Daniel 9:27 says the deal will be made with the many. Anyhow, that's why we are still probably going to be here this Rosh Hashanah.
Maybe next year.
Or more probable when Yair Lapid takes over Israel in 2023.
Who is more to the left than Bennett?
Oh, he's much more. And has already stated he was open, as we've said before, to a two-state solution.
Well, you know, that's huge for us prophecy buffs.
Well, my heart skips a beat just thinking about it.
I hear you. All right, you can send your end-time question by email to Sheila at shofarministry.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your prayers and love gifts are greatly appreciated, which will add you on our mailing list for our newsletter updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and newsletters are archived for your continued learning.
Okay, we have been talking about our Hebrew roots because, well, we've been grafted into them, which includes our Lord's appointments with man. And next week is his fifth appointment of Rosh Hashanah, God's new year, which is next Tuesday and Wednesday. Rosh Hashanah goes by many significant identifiable titles, as in
Chief of the Year.
Of course, since it's the beginning of a new year, Rosh means head or chief, and Shana means year.
And their meals include fruit and honey to symbolize a sweet new year.
and another.
Yom Terah.
The Hebrew name meaning the day of the awakening blast.
To awake the righteous dead.
Yes, for Hebraic roots teaches that Rosh Hashanah would some year be the time for the resurrection, and the Orthodox still believe it today.
Well, Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve.
Yes, on the sixth day, which is a Friday, probably just before sundown, as the Sabbath was about to occur.
Then God rested on the seventh day.
Rosh Hashanah will also land on a Saturday Sabbath in 2023. So, not only is Rosh Hashanah an extra Sabbath called a Shabbaton, but in 2023, when Lapid takes over in Israel, it will happen again. You know, when I read the scripture in Isaiah 66:23 about the future kingdom, where all flesh shall worship him from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, it became rhema to me that could be telling his righteous that's when our kingdom begins.
When a new moon, which is always Rosh Hashanah, and a Saturday Sabbath coincide.
Yes. This year it's Monday to Wednesday evening. A new moon, yes, because, as he said, Rosh Hashanah is always on a new moon. And it's always the first and second of Tishrei. But this year, it does not fall over the Saturday Sabbath. When we are raptured, that will begin our kingdom. First in heaven, then 7 years later, we'll be back to earth. And in 2023, Rosh Hashanah does fall over the Saturday Sabbath.
Sounds like a doubleheader.
Right. And then one day, I was rereading the book of 2 Kings. I was reminded in chapter 4 how the Shunammite woman's son had died. So she wanted to go see the man of God, Elisha, to seek a healing for her son. But her husband had said, why go? It was neither a new moon or a Sabbath. And I remember reading where it was the custom you could not see the king or a man of God, unless it was on a new moon or a Sabbath. From then on, I always felt our resurrection would be when a new moon, which means new beginning, and a Saturday Sabbath, also meaning a new week, would coincide. And by the way, Rosh Hashanah is the only appointment that must occur on a new moon. And it's also called an extra high holy day.
Well, it does feel like a starting point.
You know, and God is so detailed. It just seems like he would do that. It would be just like him to arrange it that way. Anyhow, so with all that in mind, let's now read verse 22 and 23 of Isaiah 66, which is one of his final words.
For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
So meditate on all that as we continue. Okay, what's another name for Rosh Hashanah?
The coronation.
Yes, and they bake a round loaf of bread to symbolize a crown.
Well, because all kings are coronated on Rosh Hashanah.
So therefore, we believe Jesus Christ will be crowned king as well on a Rosh Hashanah when we all arrive in heaven. Another clue, we leave on a Rosh Hashanah, and because Jesus follows his own customs. And by the way, they also sing Psalm 45, which is all about the Messiah and his bride.
Well, yeah, you know, another idiomatic phrase is, open the gates.
Right, Isaiah 26:2 says, open the gates that the righteous may enter in.
Yeah, because they are closed on Yom Kippur.
Right, it's called the Nilah, which coincides with Jesus' probable return at the end of the tribulation. Those who have not accepted Jesus Christ by then, it will be too late.
The gates are closed.
And we'll talk more about Yom Kippur in 2 weeks.
Also called the Day of Judgment.
And there are two of these. Actually, both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are considered days of judgment, but for different reasons. One is that God is the Ancient of Days, and he sits on a throne. As we see in Daniel 7, 9 through 10, we see that God took his seat, and these books are opened before him, the Book of Life and the Book of Remembrance, which contain all our good deeds.
As confirmed in Malachi 3.
Which is why Rosh Hashanah is also called
the Day of Remembrance.
Because the books are opened and we receive our rewards, our crowns, and that will be the Father's delight. Maybe we should read that, Malachi 3, 16 through 18.
Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them.
The Lord hears you every time you speak of him.
So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name.
That's one of the books that are open for your rewards.
They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on that day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him.
Spare from what? Well, the great judgment coming upon the earth.
Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him.
And this is also called the Bema Judgment. Okay, another idiom.
No one knows the day or the hour.
Because it lasts 2 days. And Mark 13, verse 35 is a great example.
It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming.
Okay, now here comes that light bulb.
In the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning.
Jesus is being literally specific here. This is within a 24-hour period. So why be anxiously awaiting and watching? Because there is a special crown just for those who are anxiously waiting. It's called the Crown of Righteousness. Please read 2 Timothy 4:8, honey.
Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
A crown just because we long for him to come. And then another is simply
arise.
Obviously, that's the resurrection of the dead.
Another expression for Rosh Hashanah is the hidden day.
Because it's a new moon that is barely visible the first night, which is why it lasts for 2 days, to be sure they saw it and would then usher in the next month. Again, a type of a new beginning. The beginning of the month is determined by the first visible sighting, and the shofar is blown one long blast. Numbers 10:10 states that silver trumpets should also be blown at all new moons to sanctify the day and the offerings.
It was a big deal.
Yeah. And on the new moon of Rosh Hashanah, 100 shofars were blown to differentiate that it was the new year.
And at the last trumpet, they would celebrate.
Mm-hmm. The ancient custom was when any new month is announced, the people have a festive fellowship dinner, as confirmed in 1 Samuel 20. And after a blessing is said, the traditional greeting of peace are given to one another. Shalom aleichem.
Peace be with you.
And then the response is, aleichem shalom.
Upon you peace.
Anyway, each new month was a time of fresh dedication to Yahweh and to bless him while seeking his direction for the days ahead. Okay, another name is
the Wedding of the Messiah.
And we will expound on this next week because it's important to see how Jesus uses wedding terminology often. because it was the father that decided when the groom would go get his bride, when the Hadar of Isaiah 26, which is the wedding chamber, was ready to his specifications. And she didn't know for sure when that would be, but she did have many hints from the groom's close friends that it was getting close.
Like we have some very big hints right now.
Oh, we do. From Jesus' same friends. Remember the two who showed up at the Transfiguration in Matthew 17:3?
Moses and Elijah.
Of course, that's our friends too, because Moses penned the Torah, and Elijah is known as the prophet over all the prophets who penned the scriptures, which tell us how it will be and what signs to look for. We can know, as the bride, when to be expecting a trumpet shout from afar, and we'll meet him in the air. Very soon, perhaps. By the way, all honeymoons had to be for a period of 7 for completion, which is why we will be in heaven for 7 years, while the tribulation is happening down here. Remember, God purposely organized detailed wedding requirements for his first chosen as an example for us, using particular phrases that Jesus would also use to give us huge clues about how it will all happen, so we will not be ignorant. But it's always our choice to search it out, Proverbs 25:2. As Paul clearly states in Romans 15, that the things written before is now for our learning, for the church, like gathering clues to find the treasure, those gold nuggets that so excite us when we discover one. And the more difficult the treasure is to find, the more we become like him and closer to him, so that not only do we know him better, he knows us too. Like a child when our father hides a prize, and how excited we get when we find it. The harder it is, the better, because it brings greater satisfaction. So we'll delve a little deeper into our roots next week. And let me say again, unless one knows at least some of their customs, we'll just continue to look at the scripture through Western thinking eyes, which is why I encourage Christians to learn just some basic knowledge of the Jewish side of Jesus. Always feel free, by the way, to send me your questions on this topic. There is a supreme God who sent his only son, so anyone can have eternal life with him. There is still time. So right now, give your heart and life to the Lord. Don't wait. Admit you are a sinner and invite him in. If you really mean it, then you are sealed for his coming kingdom. And by the way, if you think you must wait till you can stop being a sinner, well, that's stinking thinking. I'm still a sinner, but now I'm saved by grace. So get saved, and then let God do the necessary changing, because in and of ourselves, we are nothing and will always fail. And then just start reading his word, and he will supernaturally grow inside you and change you from the inside out. It really is a miracle, but it can be your miracle. All you have to do is just do it. The world is getting so secular. Don't take advice from those that don't know the Lord. The enemy is involved. If they don't know the Lord, the enemy is influencing them. I promise you that. It's just the way it is. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6:22. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, you're going to prosper in so many different ways. Most of the time, you won't even know. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. Certainly worth memorizing. So till next week, Happy New Year. See you then.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.